Your Excellency, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I also would like to thank Hungarian Academy of Sciences, especially the President Palinkas, and country and people of Hungary for having us here. And I also want to thank all of you who came here and engaged in the presentation and discussion and up with this declaration just presented by President Palinkas. The International Council of Science, which I represent, was established 80 years ago, now with 120 national members and 30 union members. The mission of the International Council for Science is to strengthen international sciences for the benefit of society. And we are fully aware of the mission is extremely important. And we are very proud that the ICSU has been a collaborating member of this forum and has been working together with Hungarian Academy of Sciences for over the years. This forum has been very successful in many sense. After spending 2 days discussing, debating, arguing, and presenting many different views, we do come up with many common agreements and common views. And especially after very exciting music presentation yesterday, Hungarian folk music, today I can see everybody does look like a little bit Hungarian. And also, which brought Hungary up to the global level one notch higher. The declaration presented by President Palinkas did touch upon many important things, but I think the most important thing is we all seem to be willing and committed to establish sustainable, equitable, and just human civilization. And that's the goal we have to push forward. And at the present time, we are in a very difficult time. I'm often very troubled. For example, this summer, a group of young students, high school students, came and they will be ready to go to Switzerland to help those orphans. And they are inspired by the book called, Are We All Right? The woman book called, Am I All Right? And Are We All Right? Those students said, No, we're not all right. They went to Switzerland to help. Another group of students came to see me during the science camp. They want to go to Harvard, Stanford, to pursue MIT, to pursue their undergraduate education. They're all the winners of Olympia gold medalists, gold medal in physics, chemistry, biology. While I'm discussing with them and promise to sign the recommendation letter, it's saddening for me to know that this year, 70% of the Princeton graduates went to Wall Street. 64% of Harvard graduates also went to Wall Street. And I didn't feel comfortable to send all those brilliant kids to Harvard and might end up in Wall Street. So when we are talking about developing, underdeveloped, we have to be very careful. And this forum is really very useful, very successful. As the representative of ICSU, I will endorse what we have concluded in this meeting. Well, thank you very much.